This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Tuesday. It's 6:37 and it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Alice973 Instagram page. It's, well, I mean, I'm partial, but it's probably the best Instagram page of all times.
Top notch.
I don't want to, you know, oversell it or anything, but really, it's worth a look, and it's worth a follow, and it's worth a check-in. I don't know. Twice an hour. Maybe.
Minimum.
Right. The Alice 973 Instagram page is for you.
Yes.
That's what it's done for you. So please follow it, check it out.
Lots of throwback clips and clips
those
of
are
the
my
day.
Favorite. God, I love those
pictures of the guys.
Yeah. Oh God, so
pictures
great.
Of Vinny as a little boy. It's fantastic.
Anyway, here's what's happening. Weird sort of sky today. You'll see some clouds, some sun, sort of moving. Weather is what we're in the middle of. There's rain at the end of the week, so we've got more rain in the forecast, but I believe by tomorrow we should be full sunshine.
Oh, great. Good.
Hold on. Maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's really moving around quite a bit.
Whatever we thought was happening this weekend, it managed to surprise us a few times. Like, thought today was going to be sunny.
Yeah. Well, that's like in certain spots I see sun most of the morning in San Francisco, then clouds move in. And similar stories elsewhere around the bay. So anyway, it does look like we have rain scheduled for Friday, so consider enjoying the weather while you can. I wanted to begin with this story that's been going around. The World Health Organization has been in China exploring the origins of COVID-19. Not that anything can come of that. But it's, I guess, a way to hopefully find out how to prevent it in the future. Is that
right?
So
sure.
they've been on a 4-week fact-finding mission in China. And initially, for sure, it seemed like they were getting a lot of cooperation. Then things sort of got murky, as governments can get, you know, can be.
Yes.
So anyway, what one of the things that I have seen before, the report's not even out yet. In fact, one of the scientists is like, it's pretty disappointing that it's come to controversy already. The report's not even out yet. And yet we're already politicking around a report that's not finished. So that said, one of the things I did see is that there's some evidence that COVID-19 was around and way bigger of a problem than initially reported.
Oh.
So we got, like, for example, one of the things I read was there was a report of 170 people with it. Initially, sort of the early.
Yeah.
And they said, no, it's more like 1,000 or more. So it was played down a lot. And also the dates are probably off as well. So we'll see when they fully release this report. Okay. Again, I only expect that it will bring on hopefully better
response next time.
Exactly. Exactly right. So there's that. One of the things that I teased you with was this Fauciing.
Yes.
I guess you could call that a verb now, right? So the Fauciing is when you dump someone because they're not taking this seriously enough.
Oh.
So whether that's mask use.
I got Fauci'd.
Whatever. That's the new sort of term in use for... It's not lazy. In some cases, people just feel dumb putting their mask on, I guess, right?
I guess. I don't... I mean, it sucks wearing a mask. I'm not going to act like I don't hate it. But, you know what? I do it so that... Because honestly, these days, I feel naked without it. I'm not going to be the person who's talking in your face or standing too close to you. I mean, we all have to take it seriously, or why bother at all?
Right. Well, the numbers are down and the news has been good and the vaccine's getting around. But the question was asked, what's something you'll never do again, even after this is over? And they polled 2,000 people. Here are some of the things on the list. I didn't really do this kind of stuff before. So this is like this taking a bite out of someone else's sandwich.
Oh, I'll totally do that.
What?
Yeah.
Nicole,
I want to try that.
Nod yes to that.
Yeah, I do that. Yeah,
I'm trying. I'm trying that.
What
that
if
looks
I don't
good.
Want it? I don't want to waste it. Can I just try yours? See, I already got a line going.
Really? Yeah. You don't know what roast beef tastes like? I mean, you don't know the difference between turkey and roast beef?
Yeah, but you know,
mustard. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of mustard, so if there's too much mustard, I don't want it.
See, there's too much. Let me taste that. Let me see if this.
Trying out makeup samples at the store.
Oh, I never do that anyway.
I don't do that.
Making out with strangers in a bar.
Hooman.
Oh, man.
Poor Hooman. His whole life is going to change. Well, he'll still do that.
Nothing's stopping him. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, really?
That guy. Oh, my God. He's all over the place. Was he in Texas? Where was he when we talked to him this weekend?
He was just driving.
But where?
In the city, back home.
Oh, okay. He was in the city.
He had just gotten back from Texas.
I see.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
All right.
Can't keep up with them.
I was just trying to think, when is the last time I made out with a random person in a bar? And it's, I can't. I don't remember.
I can't either. It's so, so long ago.
Nicole?
Here we go.
2 years ago?
Whoa.
A random person at the bar.
Yeah. Just someone random started kissing you. Or you started kissing.
No, I pushed him away, but yeah.
But you started and then you realized like, wow.
Oh, it was a girl. Oh, a random girl.
What?
So you made out though?
No, I don't want to consider it that, but yeah. It's all
she
over
just
me.
Started. She started
yeah.
kissing
I wouldn't
you,
consider right? it nice. That, but
take
yeah.
us through it slowly.
Let's hear it.
I went to go pick up my friend and then his friend, who was a girl, just grabbed me and kissed me, and I was like,
I can't resist your face.
She was very happy to see me.
Sensual come in for a kiss, or was it
well,
more
yeah,
like
of course
got,
it was.
No, I just got there, and I was
so
like,
she
hey,
just
we're so and so. Yep.
Just smacked you on the face. I see.
Huh. Is that the only time you've ever made out with a girl?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh.
Really?
That's really surprising. Okay.
Well, she's only 27.
Well, I know, but that nugget falls out of nowhere, and you're just like, oh, my God, she makes out with girls, and then the story ends right there. Like,
right. One time. Some girl planted a kiss on her, and she shoved her away. By the boobs, I assume, right? You grabbed her by the boobs and shoved her away?
No. The shoulders.
Oh.
Can you do... Oh, God. You don't know how to make a story good.
No.
Now's the time to lie, Nicole, just in case you were wondering.
I'm happy she told us anything, man.
Right, no kidding.
Mystery.
Anyway, these are things people say they'll never do again after the pandemic is over. They include sharing chapstick, taking a bite of someone else's sandwich, trying out makeup samples at the store, making out with strangers at the bar, borrowing someone else's bathing suit.
Where do they think they're going to catch that through the crotch?
I don't know. These are just the things that people
say. I'll borrow a bathing suit.
Will?
I don't have one. Do you have a huge one? Like one with legs? What do you got?
Yeah, here's my husband's shorts. You're fine.
Great. Oh, thank you.
How about an extra large t-shirt, too? Is that good?
Give me two of them.
All right. Jeez.
Dark colors, Christ. Please.
Standing really close to people in line, leaving the house without hand sanitizer, sharing bags of chips or other snacks where everyone is reaching in.
You know, get a bowl. Let's not all reach our hands. Like, you get grease on your knuckles even when you reach into a... Put it in a bowl.
According to this, buffet restaurants are in big trouble. As if they weren't already coming back, they probably will have trouble. And you know what's funny is I always say, oh, yeah, buffets, they're the worst. I ate at the Whole Foods buffet every day. when I commuted.
That is true, Ben.
Every single day. And yeah. I know better and the buffets have been picked through. I've seen people looking over, reaching their hand in and pulling something out, put it in their mouth, but doesn't stop me.
Yeah. Well, it's good that it doesn't because you enjoyed it.
The other biggie, and this will be interesting to see how we negotiate this, is the handshake, the good old handshake. Mm. Mm. Will it go away or will it come right back into play daily once we're back into daily
life? I'll bet you that in certain scenarios it will come back. You're going to probably shake your potential father-in-law's hand or in business, but I think fist bump and elbow. I actually like the elbow bump. I'm totally down with the...
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, I've always been this way. I'm happy to not. I'm not going to throw my hand out first, but I would not refuse to shake someone's hand if it's a sign of respect, I think, and I just would. Like, I'll do that. All right.
They were like,
well, I wouldn't appreciate that. I'd probably say straight up,
hand out.
No.
Oh, here, let me wipe it on my pants. There you
no.
go.
No.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
This is a new YouTube trend. For every parent in the Bay Area, YouTube is a constant battle right now. As you know, we've been trapped inside for a long time. YouTube, my two-year-old wants YouTube. It's the first thing she'll ask for.
That's what the kids like.
All the kids. My 7-year-old disappears, and we know where she is. She's upstairs with her computer watching YouTube, and we have to yell at her. She's currently on a week grounding from YouTube as we speak.
Oh,
my goodness.
Oh, no.
Here is the new YouTube trend, though, and I don't hate it.
Okay.
Watching random strangers study. So it's
a
video.
You're posting photos of yourself as you study, and random people are watching it.
It's a video of someone sitting there for hours at a time, quietly studying. They usually don't even look at the camera or acknowledge it. They don't say here in the story, but I think it's that what is that? ASMR? SMR?
Mm-hmm. ASMR.
Whatever it is, that quietly, the quiet just...
The turning of a page.
Turning of pages.
The scratching of a pencil.
Right. I think it's that. They don't say that. What they're saying here is...
Oh, look, there's someone just...
My thought went to when I was in college and just being in the library and looking around and seeing people just study and do work and being nosy, just watching people.
Well, they say that what's on the list is that if you're struggling to have good study habits, this person will motivate you to study.
Oh.
It is like being in a library where the setting is everyone's studying, and so you sort of go, all right, well...
You do feel pressure to study when you're in the library.
You drop yourself into that. This this woman is sitting, just got a book open in front of her, taking notes. She'll look
over at the
book.
You hear her window open, cars outside going by.
I think it's that. That's what I think it is, but they're not saying
it. I'll bet that's a component of it for sure. It's interesting because you think to yourself, and by the way, she has in AirPods, like the ear things. Mm-hmm. So she's listening to, but she's not shaking her head, bopping or anything.
This video is 2 hours, by the way.
It's modeling the kind of quiet, contemplative behavior. I think that's very interesting that that's an actual trend.
It's a trend on YouTube right now. People studying. They just film themselves and they work hard, and there's you getting to hopefully follow their good example.
Takes a sip of her coffee and back at it.
I know when I was in college, one of my college girlfriends... often would be like, we'd be hanging out, it's time for bed, we'd do it as young people will do, and then she would go, okay, I have to study all night, and I'd go, oh, okay, good night, and I'd go to bed, and I'd wake up in the morning and she would still be at my desk finishing her studying.
Oh.
And I just used to trip out like, wow, you went all night.
Well, I have some things to learn. Which girl was this?
That was Karen.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted
person.
Out of school.
Yeah.
Bad.
She did it for her dad.
Mm-hmm. Wow, you remember that.
Of
course. Look at you go.
Liberal arts degree.
Look at you
what
go.
What is that? And look at her now. She's a successful designer.
Yeah, I think. I don't know. I can't really say that.
Look her up. Give me the whole name. I'll look her up.
I don't want to. Forget it. Anyway, where am I time-wise? Oh, I'm okay. All right, let's go. How about another?
Okay.
I used to like this about the city when I lived there, although that this is going to sound like I didn't, but San Francisco can be very decadent, the stories. There's a comedian used to come on the show all the time and tell us stories of
sex clubs and
yes,
debauchery.
Yes, like, you know, wow, the boys are having the time of their lives.
Mm.
Like there's no
there's no holding back. That's
right.
For sure. Right.
Yep. The exotic erotic ball and the Folsom Street Fair and all the
right.
all the sin just right there on tap for you to have so much fun with. The most sinful states in our union, you know, of states, America.
Got it.
The most sinful states are Nevada and California.
Oh. Well, I would have guessed Nevada because of Nevada.
Thank you.
Because of Las Vegas.
Right.
Because there isn't a whole lot else happening in Nevada. I mean, is there? All I ever think about when I think about Nevada is gambling.
Yeah, Vegas. Right.
Absolutely. And the
Reno,
desert.
Lawson.
Hotter than, you know,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, okay. Yes, that too.
Anyway, so yes, of course Nevada gets it. With the top most sinful state, including the casinos and the strip clubs.
Sure.
And the
hookers and
all the debauchery. California right. gets it. Well, you know, because we party hard too.
Sure. I think Florida, they got Miami.
The boys in the Castro are not holding back because of
it's hard to tell.
COVID. There's just no way. They're partying. They probably are all driving home from a party as we speak. Right?
Good morning, Castro.
I don't know.
Good
I haven't been out there in like a year, Nicole.
I mean, neither, but I can't believe that they're all, oh, well, we don't want to catch COVID, so let's not dance and have the time of our lives.
Well, maybe they really don't want to catch it. A lot of people really don't want to.
Well, nobody wants to catch syphilis either, but that's never stopped anybody.
You have a shot.
What?
I don't know. Don't they just give you antibiotics for that? Catch it early. I mean, and I don't want herpes, but that's not a death sentence or anything. No problem.
Well, let's hope they're still having the times of their lives. That's what I want to believe, that California earned their position as the number two most sinful state. Thank you. God, really? Even the Castros wearing masks and staying 6 feet apart?
I think so. I don't know.
Oh, come on.
I don't know. I haven't been there. Castro, call in.
Can you text us and tell us you're still having the best times ever?
Let us all live vicariously through you. 800-400-3697. Come on, Castro. Weigh in.
707 says, is Vinny going to tell us what Isla did to get YouTube taken away? Yeah, she snuck up to her room with her computer and watched YouTube after being told, no more YouTube.
That'll
and,
do it.
And that's, so it went away for, so
but
it's
I'm
gone
But I'm just
for
watching a lady study for 2 hours.
No. No. And that also, things have popped up in her vocabulary, including literally, which we don't say at my house, and we know the culprit is YouTube. It's our little YouTube friends, celebrity entertainer types.
It's where the kids go.
415 says, I used to write my college papers at my local cafe or SFSU library. I was so much more productive.
Mm.
Well, now you know what you can do.
Yep. You know when you need to go when you need to be productive. The library is a great place. That's why they're so great. All those resources and all that quiet and all those people studying modern good behavior.
We need more Nicole stories. You're sitting on an untapped gold mine. Come on, Nicole. Everyone could use some excitement these days.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and lie next time.
Lie when it matters.
Yeah, lie when it matters.
Will do.
She's lying.
Yeah.
when she kissed you, did she double butt grab you with the hands around the back, or where was she? Where did she apply?
She was standing on the bar.
What?
So she bent really low to.
Yeah, and I was talking, and then she just like attacked me. I guess that's the right word.
No.
She's standing on the bar?
It was what? I came to pick up a friend and take them home. That was my job. And I was like,
because she's so responsible. Yeah.
I was like, okay. I never thought that would be my story of kissing a girl, but there we go.
All right. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
No, I'm kind of lost in Nicole's story a little bit.
Let's hear more about that.
I like kissing girls. It's fun.
Did you regret pushing her away? Do you feel like you should have let that happen a little harder?
No. Just because she was just gone. Just gone.
And she wasn't that pretty. Is that what it was?
No, I was. I actually know her, and I'm
she
afraid
of... She had halitosis?
No, I'm afraid of her, so...
Oh. What are you afraid of her for?
She was just... not a nice person.
Oh.
So.
Oh.
In high school. And that's why I was so taken aback. Like, what?
But, oh, you're kissing me?
You didn't
the
even
jerk
like
from
me.
High school?
Yeah. No, it's not that she didn't like me. I just know she was mean to other people. And then I just stayed away from her. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And the whole time she had her eye on you.
I guess.
Too bad you didn't let her in.
Wow. Yeah. She got one more look at you out of high school. And she was like, I got to go get that girl. I've always wanted her.
Yeah,
I got a story about a broke my leg right after this.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.